presenting the study findings during a Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights Health Forum for Journalists. Sesha Programs Director Svong Limitetwa said stigmatization and discrimination are some of the major barriers to health access by sex workers in the country. She said the study, dubbed Sisters with a Voice and conducted since 2009, revealed rampant stigmatization and discrimination in healthcare centers is discouraging some sex workers from seeking health care, particularly in public health institutions. In some instances, she said, sex workers were being described as prostitutes and accused of spreading HIV/AIDS by health workers.
Best way to me, wait. So you're a prostitute and you actually have the guts to come here to waste our time and drugs on you. Why do you do such things anyway? Why can't you find a man of your own and get married? Our soldiers.
She adds, sex workers had told social researchers that because of public humiliation, they were now hesitant to seek medical attention.
And then this one was saying, the nurse said to me, how can a sex worker have high blood pressure? Because I got a fear of blood. And then she says, it's high because of too much sex. You are wasting our drugs instead of us giving them to those who have proper high blood pressure, caused by women like you, when you take and infect their husbands and them eventually.
Mutetwa said, sex workers were also being abused by their clients, with the police not doing much to help. Female police officers alleged Mutetwa dismissed their sex workers' reports and accused them of spreading HIV/AIDS, also deterring the sex workers from approaching health institutions to access critical treatment, care and support services. Other key findings of the study were that of the 52,214 people who visited Sesha clinics since 2009, 26,090 had been treated for sexually transmitted diseases and 20% had tested HIV positive. The report also established that sex work is common in Zimbabwe, with 20% of women surveyed having started selling sex before they turned 20 years of age. Mutetwa said Sesha and partners are stepping up efforts to train healthcare workers so they are friendly to sex workers to increase their access to treatment, treatment literacy, and psychosocial support. The National AIDS Council Key Populations Coordinator Tendai Maka said NAC has been supporting the establishment of an association of sex workers, saying it will allow them to discuss issues of concern.
We feel that because of the environment we are operating in, at times it's good for the key populations to talk on their own. In the same way as we get statements from girls once in a while, we also want to be getting statements from the Sex Worker Association to remind those policymakers on what's happening, on the realities on the ground, so that as they are making their policies, they are informed by lived experiences.
Experts say the failure to include sex workers in HIV prevention and care programs will derail Harare's efforts to achieve its goal of zero new infections, zero deaths, and zero stigma. The Sisters with a Voice program provides a range of sexual and reproductive health services, including HIV testing and counseling. It also provides legal advice. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.